March 19th. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Psalms 20, verse 1. When our son was 12 and had been sick since age 10 and a half, he had a third relapse of hepatitis. From the first attack, he had been troubled with nausea, weakness, and liver cramps. Now he faced weeks in bed and months of reduced activity. "I guess I'm not ever going to get well," he cried. Emotionally, I went to pieces and was no support for him at all. Something had to change. One day in the market, I greeted another nurse, a Christian woman with whom I had worked briefly. When she asked about my son, I guess the despair I felt showed. "Just take one day at a time. That's all you can do," she said. Her concern warmed me, but the advice seemed trite. Still, what else could I do? I began to ask God each day to give us strength to make it through that day. I tried to help our son center his interest and thoughts only on that one day, not to look ahead to a future that might be bleak, that kind of future we couldn't contemplate without despair. But today ended at sundown, and that we could manage. Some days, of course, were easier than others, but always my prayer was answered. A year later, we knew that he was well. 2 years later, he was named most valuable player of his soccer and track teams. He's in high school now. The other day he said, "You know, I was thinking about when I had hepatitis and my stomach began to knot up, and I thought, how did I ever make it through that?" "God led you through," I said with a full heart, "one day at a time." Lord, when the future is not bright, remind us that with you, we can always manage one day at a time.